Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Full states in America, based on a wide variety of factors, and this was done by Wallet Hub. They come up with a lot of these surveys, and they, you know, I give them credit. They back it up with data, with metrics, with analytics.
Hold on, Paul, hold on. You got to restart all that because Jordana and I were jamming out to the music and she was clapping and nobody heard what you said. I'm really sorry. We were loving. So let's try this again. WCCO.
I can't work under these conditions.
Okay, now you can
talk.
This
is not a dance party, Jor.
Oh, it is now.
It's woo! Some days it's a radio show. Let's see, what would this be?
You cannot not move to that song. That is like the quintessential bar mitzvah wedding. I mean, anytime you're in a bad mood, put that on and you get you going. That is a great
you
song.
You just dance by yourself in the corner.
I will.
And that's fine. You can keep you have the freedom to dance by yourself.
Wait. We're going to get to let's talk about that in a minute. But do you guys, your kids are grown and flown now? I'm sure David does. Do you have dance parties in the house, you and Lori?
No.
Come on.
Dance parties?
That's the most insane thing I ever heard. Of course you do. Mark and I have them all the time.
Well, you're newlyweds.
David, you must, right, with the girls?
Oh, yeah. Daily. Yes, daily there's dance parties at our house. Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
There's dance parties all the time. And the kids know if maybe I've had an extra glass of wine at dinner, that's when I get up on the couch or maybe up on one of the coffee tables and do the dance party. But, oh, my gosh, that's like, especially if that song comes on.
When did you start drinking today, Jor?
I did get a Diet Coke during.
How many glasses of wine have you had? No, and thank you for making me feel self-conscious now.
Tonight, after the show, put on that song. You and Lori will have a dance party.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
The most sinful state in America. Go.
Oh, Las Vegas. Oh, Nevada. Sorry. Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes.
Correct.
Sure. Right?
Nevada?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Nevada followed by California, then Texas, then Florida came in fourth.
Really?
And then Louisiana. We were 44th. Minnesota.
Yes.
44 out of 50 states, and so that's good, I guess.
Okay, talk to us about what it qualifies you as the most sinful state. And by the way, I'm glad to hear New Jersey is not at the top of that list.
No, it's not. Somehow it's
not. We just harbor terrorists.
Well, they look at a lot of factors. They look at drug use. I didn't realize this. New Mexico has among the worst drug use statistics. Mm. Nevada, the most gambling addicted people in the nation. And then you look at, and by the way, gambling costs the U.S. about $5 billion a year. Smoking, though, $300 billion a year. So, again, looking at potentially harmful behavior, looking at different methodology, and again, we were 44th. By the way, the least sinful state in America was Idaho. Yeah.
A lot of really wholesome people in Idaho.
Yeah, New Hampshire, Iowa, South Dakota, Vermont, Wyoming, and Idaho came out better than we did. I couldn't help but notice here the most excessive drinking. What state do you think came out number one?
Is it Wisconsin? Proud Badger mom right here.
No,
absolutely.
Are we viewing this wrong? I mean, shouldn't the headline be Minnesota ranks seventh most wholesome state?
Yeah, thank you.
Like,
thank you.
Shouldn't that be what we're talking about?
See, there's our pastor.
We're wholesome. We go outside and do good things and don't smoke.
I'm looking at your list, Paul. I'm looking at the list, and I see the overall rank. I get that, but also anger and hatred are part of the qualifications. Jealousy, excessive vices, greed, lust, vanity, laziness. Laziness is on the list. Like, if you're super lazy, then you get a higher ranking. This is, I don't know how they measure that. How do you measure the laziness of somebody's residence? And by the way, Minnesota's 48th in laziness. So we're even better
in laziness.
Well, we're very few lazy people here.
And having grown up in the East and spent some time in Chicago, I mean, we do have a work ethic second to none. People, as a rule, and there are exceptions, but most people take pride in their work. And they usually try to exceed your expectations. You can't say that. At least I can't say that for other places I've lived and visited around the United States, where they just many times do just enough to get by. They don't really do a great job. By the way, highest share of the one area we do come up number one, the highest share of the population with gambling disorders. It's actually we're number
in
two,
Minnesota?
Right behind Mississippi. Mississippi is number one, and then Minnesota is second, the second greatest share of the state population with a gambling disorder is Minnesota. Yes.
That's a bit of a problem.
We're number two there. So I found
by the way, we're 49th in excesses and vices. So we really are, I don't know, maybe it's, are we too tame? Or are we just good at controlling our excesses and vices? We're number 49. That's pretty good. Let's see where we are in greed. Hold on one second. Where's Minnesota in greed? Hold on. I need to really look at this a little bit more. It's not laid
greed,
out very
we are
well.
34th.
Yeah, we're 34th in greed. And we're 45th in lust. We need to have more sex, Minnesotans. Get higher up there in lust. We need to have more sex. Nobody ever said on their deathbed, you can quote me on this, I had too much sex. If you're in a great relationship, if you're in a good relationship, go
wait a minute. We got a break, but sex and lust are not synonyms, Jordan.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Good
fair.
Point.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you, David.
From a true Minnesota.
Straightening out Jordana. Yes.
But a little lust helps with the good part of the sex.
Yeah, it's okay to lust after your spouse. That's
your spouse.
Encouraged.
Your spouse.
Okay,
yes.
I'm with you.
Right.
Hey, let's wrap this up.
Are you sure? I want to talk more about this.
I know you could talk for hours on this, and you will. But let's take a quick break from lust.
Let's talk about vanity.
And talk about Congressman Dean Phillips, who has a statement out today on the Russian aggression in Ukraine, calling for visa restrictions, to name just a few things that he'd like to do right now to try to stop the aggression from Vladimir Putin and the Russian state. So we're going to have Congressman Representative Dean Phillips is up next. So what do we do about Russia? And how far does the United States go in defending Ukraine, a sovereign state? Folks in Ukraine want the same things we want: democracy, self-determination, and the right not to be invaded by our neighbors. I want to read to you something that John McCain, the late Senator John McCain, said. Putin is an evil man, talking about Vladimir Putin. He said, Putin is an evil man intent on evil deeds, which include the destruction of the liberal world order, its values, and its institutions, the world order that has brought more stability, prosperity, and freedom to humankind than has ever existed in history. So I couldn't help but notice that Representative Dean Phillips came out with a statement today about the aggression in Ukraine, and he has some ideas how we can push back, and we're happy to have Representative Phillips on the line with us right now. Hey, Dean, welcome back.
Hey, Paul, good to be back with you.
What, summarize, encapsulate your ideas when it comes to visa restrictions. Is that going to make a difference at this point in the equation with Russia?
You know, Paul, I think first, let's back up a bit. I think we as a nation have to make a decision if we intend to be leaders or if we intend to resign and isolate. There are loud voices arguing for the latter, which deeply concerns me because I believe the United States of America can, should, and must lead and ensure the integrity of nations, their sovereignty. And as we see something that looks unfortunately quite similar to 1940, an invasion of a sovereign country, we don't know where it goes from here. And I do agree with the late Senator McCain that Mr. Putin is an evil man. He surrounds himself with yes people in a bubble, an information bubble. He shares propaganda with the Russian people that present misinformation, disinformation, and non-factual perspectives on what's going on. Most Russians think that Putin is defending them from Ukraine, Ukrainian aggression, and American aggression. So to answer your question, Paul, I do not believe American troops should be engaged in Eastern Europe, unless it's a NATO country, of course. I do believe sanctions are the appropriate tool. And with each elevation of his invasion, I believe we should, we can, and we must continue to apply sanctions. My proposition is to limit travel, certainly amongst government officials in the Russian legislature, his cronies, oligarchs who have become enriched because of Vladimir Putin. And I'll remind listeners, there is growing evidence that Vladimir Putin himself may be the wealthiest human being in the world because he has stolen from the Russian nation. So I believe we have to inflict pain on those who create this bubble around him. And the way to do so is to limit their travel, make it difficult, their lives, their access to resources, their ability to see their children at American universities, to travel Europe, the United States, and most of the free world. We have to take those steps. If we don't, we are unfortunately showing weakness, and I think this is a time for strength.
Hey, Dean, it's Jordana. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it today.
Hey, Jordana.
Hey. Do you, and I see your statement, restricting travel, continue with the sanctions, restricting travel. I wish that was enough. You know, sometimes I feel like that's, I don't know where they're going to, where this is going to end. And is that, I understand we are limited in what we can do, before putting boots on the ground there. But you said something interesting. Do you think the Russian people really think that they're protecting him? Do you think anybody believes his crap?
I think, Jordana, until literally the last couple of days, I believe most of Russia has believed it.
Really?
The charade that he has put on, televised charades over the last couple of days, have scared Russians, according to most reports that I am now seeing. When Putin moved on Crimea, there was actually celebration in Russian streets. There was an affection. There was a belief that it was a good thing for Mother Russia. This is very different. There is not much affection for Eastern Ukraine, which is now under siege. People did not think that there would be bloodshed and war. They are now fearful that that may be what Putin is leading them into. But the sad thing is there's no political competition in Russia. We should all take heed as Americans right now, and look at what happens when a country yields to an authoritarian leader without competition. He controls the media. It is a one-party system, and frankly, it is a one-man system, as we saw vividly on display just yesterday in his atrocious gathering of his inner circle. So I think the tide is turning, and that's why these sanctions, Jordana, travel restrictions, visa restrictions, sanctions on the oligarchs and his inner circle, we've got to break through that protective bubble. And then, only then, if you ask me, will there be pressure on Putin to stand down and Russia and Russians, I don't want to see hurt. But at the end of the day, they're about to hurt a lot of people in Ukraine, and we might be seeing bloodshed for the first time, serious bloodshed, for the first time in many, many years. And we should do everything we can to protect Ukrainians.
Representative Phillips, I'm scratching my head more than usual because some within the GOP are praising President Putin. Specifically, I'm talking about the former president yesterday, Donald Trump, expressed admiration for Vladimir Putin.
Well, I hope he's saying, the only one, Paul, right? I
mean, no, there are others.
Really?
Hold on.
Really?
Hold on.
Oy.
Yeah.
Oy.
Donald Trump said that this move to take over parts of Ukraine was genius. His words, genius. Here's a guy who's very savvy. Now, Liz Cheney, who is a Republican, said that former President Trump's adulation of Putin today, including calling him a genius, aids our enemies. Trump's interests don't seem to align with the interests of the United States. And Pompeo was also, the former Secretary of State, was very effusive and complimentary about Vladimir Putin. I mean, this doesn't help the cause of democracy, does it?
It doesn't help the causes of America. Let's just be clear right now. Let me just make it even more clear. You know, I have great respect for principled conservatives. John McCain was a principled conservative. The U.S. Congress has been filled with principled conservatives for most of my lifetime and through a good part of our history. The absence of conservatism from the Republican Party right now, I have to say, is not just shocking, but it is becoming dangerous for a former president of the United States of America to say glowing words about an authoritarian leader in Russia who is breaking the sovereign borders of a neighboring country, celebrating him, to have his acolytes doing the same thing. I have to say, my friends, I am staggered, and I am afraid that unless principled Republicans can start recapturing conservatism, we're in for some tough times as it relates to both foreign policy and domestic policy. But once again, America should lead. That does not mean we should start wars. That does not mean we should send our young men and women overseas to defend other nations unless absolutely necessary. But it sure means that Democrats and Republicans should at least represent the United States of America in unison and with principle and with values. The absence of that right now is staggering and shameful.
Representative Phillips, I'm just curious. If we recognized Ukraine as a member of NATO, I mean, if we granted them membership into NATO tomorrow, not pledging troops on the ground, not pledging American support, soldiers on the ground, but could that make Putin think twice about advancing on Kyiv and basically fulfilling the invasion and trying to occupy the country? I mean, is that something that's even on the table, or is that a non-starter?
Well, I think what Mr. Putin fails to recognize is that his actions right now will not diminish NATO. In fact, it's doing just the opposite, Paul. The former President Trump literally tried to, in no way, shape, some way, shape, or form, demean and dismantle NATO. Putin is actually rebuilding NATO. It's bringing us closer to our back to our friendships with our allies. As you know, NATO has expanded considerably since World War II. That is Putin's greatest concern right now, somewhat analogous to when Russians generations ago placed missiles in Cuba directed to the United States. How did that make us feel? Those many listening probably remember those times and the Cuban Missile Crisis. He is concerned that NATO is an offensive force. We, of course, know it's a defensive force. He is trying to prevent Ukraine from becoming a thriving, independent democracy and part of NATO. It could not happen that quickly. It will not happen that quickly. But I do believe that when this is resolved, and I do believe ultimately it will, hopefully with very little bloodshed or none at all, that NATO will be emboldened. I see expansion. Sweden is watching this closely. Finland is watching this closely. And I think in the long run, it will be beneficial because We need to be unified, not just in Europe, but around the world. And that's what a lot of this is about right now.
Mm-hmm. Common enemy often does that. Often. Not always, but often.
Sure
Dean, I know we're out of time. We're speaking with Representative Dean Phillips. Just, we were having a conversation on the show earlier. I'd just love you to weigh in on. We spoke with Senator Carlin Nelson. She is proposing that we do away with the tax on Social Security for people in Minnesota. I know this is sort of an ambush. We didn't prepare you for this, but what are your thoughts on that? Do you think we should not tax Social Security in Minnesota?
First of all, elected officials should be ambushed when it comes to answering questions. So I never struggle with that. No, I think it's something that we should consider. It, you know, the tax on Social Security for many is very punitive. I have too many encounters with people who survive or try to survive on their Social Security benefits, while others literally don't need them at all. In fact, Jordana, I've been working on a notion that would allow people who have been successful, do not need their Social Security, to return it to a public fund that would distribute it to the lowest 5% or so of recipients of Social Security to give them just a little bit more and live a little bit better. Anything that helps our seniors live a little better, who've paid into the system, have created this great country, I do believe we should try to benefit. We have a large surplus. I think it's an absolutely reasonable consideration to consider the end of taxation. I think 36 or 7 other states have done so already. And look, I'd like to see Minnesota provide good value. And that sometimes means reducing costs. That does not necessarily mean we can't be more efficient and more effective. And I'd like to think Democrats and Republicans can agree on that.
Thank you. I appreciate the answer. And thank you for your willingness to answer that question. Interesting change on the ambush. Didn't mean to ambush, but great answer. Thank you, Dean. We'll let you go because we're super late. Representative Dean Phillips, thank you so much for the time. And we'll check back in with you very soon.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
You got it. I'm glad we got that in because that's, you know, it's a conversation that you and I continued off the air when we were, you know, during the commercial. David and I, we were all talking about it. So glad we got that in with him. I am excited for this next segment. Why? Because I wrote the quiz today.
Oh.
We started off the show talking about Netflix. Netflix is jacking up your rates, my friends. I know. Paul and I and David, do you have Netflix? Do you subscribe to Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we all got the email this morning that Netflix is jacking up the rates. I believe I was paying $12.99 a month. Now it's going to $19.99 because, you know, they want to continue the great content and all the good offerings. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever. They're charging us more. They want to make more money. But, and I'm not going anywhere. Like, Netflix has me, you know, by the... Wow, what is the equivalent as a woman? by the neck, maybe.
Okay. Okay, that's safe. Thank you. Jeez.
Sorry. I didn't start drinking yet. I didn't. But whatever. We're all paying for Netflix. Whatever. But there are so many interesting little known facts about Netflix when I did a little deep dive into this that I think you guys are going to have fun with this quiz. Okay. So, Paul, you always whine about them. You get to choose if you want to start or you want David to start.
I'll start.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
How many subscribers does Netflix have? Does Netflix have 20 million subscribers? Does Netflix have 150 million subscribers? Does Netflix have 1 billion subscribers?
Are we talking worldwide?
Yeah. And this is, I mean, really, if you do the math, which I don't, but if you do the math and you think about that times $19.99 a month. Oy, 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 oy. Yeah,
not everybody's paying that much. But yeah, I get your point. Boy, it's either 150 or a billion sounds like a big, big number. And I know they're global. Oh, boy. What are the... Give me the choices.
Oy, the hemming and hawing. David, he's going to be excluded from quizzes from now on.
Can I take this one?
You're ruining it, Paul.
I don't. Is it really a billion? I can't believe it. I'm going to go with 150 million.
Well done. After all of that, 149 million subscribers. That's right.
Yeah,
just so you know, they started in 2013 didn't start in 2013, but in 2013, they had 35 million subscribers. And now they have 150 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Okay, David, you're going to have to do a little math.
Okay.
At its IPO, the Netflix shares were $15. $15 you could buy a share of Netflix, okay? The current market value, by the way, is $230 billion. That is 770 times what it was worth at its IPO. That's just a little history, okay? 770 times what it was worth. That's some serious EBITDA. What are Netflix yearly earnings? David, is it $160 million? Is it $1 billion? Is it $16 billion?
Ooh. Boy, I can't do math that fast.
It's fast. Fast math.
I'm going to go with around a $1 billion.
Oh, DJ. So close.
$16 billion.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
Is that insanity?
That's crazy. I
know, I cannot. And it made me feel worse about them charging me $19.99 a month. I'm like, you make $16 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop it.
By the way, read the book or listen to the podcast. Or not a podcast.
Oh, yeah?
It's an audio book. That will never work. The Birth of Netflix. Mark Randolph, who is really the founder of Netflix. I think Reed Hastings gets all the glory. But I think Mark Randolph actually dreamt this up. It's fascinating, and it's funny, and it's poignant, and I'm amazed that they grew the network as quickly as they did. But
doing the quiz now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You can do your rant on the commercial. Doing the quiz now, and you mentioned Mark Randolph, so this is a perfect segue. So you're probably going to know the answer to this, Paul. In 1998, Netflix was still in the business of selling as well as renting DVDs. Well, to try and offer something new, co-founder Mark Randolph decided to offer footage of President Bill Clinton's grand jury testimony about Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
But according to the book, Netflixed, the duplicating house had a mix-up. Out of the 1,000 customers who ordered Clinton's interview from Netflix, a few hundred actually received A, discs full of hardcore Chinese pornography, B, 6 hours of the Teletubbies, or C, co-founder Mark Randolph's honeymoon home movies. They thought they were ordering the footage of Bill Clinton's
involvement. I know it was porn. I think it was A. Yeah.
Actually received discs full of Chinese pornography.
Yep. People got porn. That's
true.
Really?
That's true.
And some of them didn't complain about it either. They were like, oh,
that's
okay.
A true story.
Well, that's interesting. It's not what I ordered. But
hardcore Chinese porn. That's right.
Oy.
David.
Yeah.
Netflix was originally called A, Kibble, B, Blockbuster, or C, DirectPix.com.
Ooh.
Well, you can't answer, Paul. You can't answer.
DirectPix.
Kibble, Blockbuster, or DirectPix.com.
Boy, it's not Blockbuster, but I don't know what it is. I'm going to go Kibble because it sounds like the most out of the box. Is that right?
Yes.
There we go.
Other names that were considered, Replay.com. So was Luna.com, which was the name of Randolph's dog. When the company was incorporated, he named it Kibble.com until they decided on something permanent.
That's
isn't that
awesome.
Funny?
Yeah,
that is funny.
I know we're short on time. Paul, true or false, Netflix executives used to make house calls. True or false?
True.
You know the answer. It is true.
Well,
from the beginning, Netflix was obsessed with seeing how users interact with its software. So in the late 90s, from their company's location in Los Gatos, California, they called people on the phone and asked them a bunch of questions. Then they asked those people if they could stop by to watch them use the site. Most agreed. And Netflix would also bring them coffee.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
That's hilarious.
It worked.
Can I squeeze in one more?
Quick.
Netflix spends more than $150 million on improving their recommendation system every year. David, how long does Netflix thinks it takes you to decide on a movie? Is it 30 seconds, 1 minute, or 2 minutes? What does their research show?
I think it takes 30 seconds. I think it's really fast.
Oh, DJ.
They think it's 2 minutes.
Wow.
Decided.
In my house.
Okay, that's it. I'll be done. But that was fun.
That was cool.
You guys did
great.
Really well.
Wait, you just think it's great because you won?
Did
that's
okay
all?
Today. I did okay because I read that book. That will never work. The Birth of Netflix. It's fascinating.
I like it better when you fail.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Why should you be any different? Thank you for your support.
Mike Max is next.
So, Paul and Jordana and DJ and Mike Max. And I couldn't help but notice, Maxie, Tom Brady is producing and starring in a new movie, Road Trip, titled 80 for Brady. It's going to feature Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Sally Field. Tells the story of four best friends and New England Patriots fans who take a life-changing trip to the 2017 Super Bowl to see their quarterback hero, Tom Brady. God. So he's making a movie.
It's about time.
A road trip movie. That could actually work.
A road
good for
trip
him.
Movie.
Well, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing? I'm at a gymnasium doing a little story here, working a little TV stuff, having some fun.
We can hear.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's fun to be out here. The state hockey tournament started up the girls' hockey today. That's kind of fun. And Orono won, and Proctor Hermantown won. Yeah, but it kind of gets us, anytime there's a game and there's fans, there's more normalcy, and I like that. That's kind of fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Wild lost, tough one to the Senators. Wolves returning to action tomorrow night. Wisconsin talk to us about Gopher men's basketball. That's tonight at 8 o'clock, right, playing Wisconsin?
Yeah, they play Wisconsin, and I just ran in. Tyler Wall is one of the key players for Wisconsin. He's from Lakeville, and I ran into his aunt today when I was out and about. We had a nice visit with her. His dad was a great player at Mankato State, and they got a bunch of them coming in here. The Kroll kid from Eastview, and Brad Davison, who's best known from Maple Grove. You got a ton of kids from the Twin Cities that play for Wisconsin and help them make a run for Big Ten title. On top of that, you got the 1982 team being remembered, Big Ten championship team from 1982, so they'll be on hand tonight. Jim Dutcher, Trent Tucker, and Daryl Mitchell and that crew. So it should be festive out there. I don't know that it'll be the typical, you know, it won't be a sold-out crowd like we used to see in the past, but Wisconsin's trying to come off that debacle they had in the post-game handshake, and the Gophers are just looking for a win, and I haven't heard yet if Peyton Lewis is going to play. He had COVID and missed the last game, but that's a big key for the Gophers.
Okay.
We'll be listening tonight, Maxie. Thank you, my friend. And Maxie Sports is brought to us by John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. The news is next on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.